Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That guy's on this list. John Mayer.
Is he?
Yeah, because I not only got a list of some information on what Pete Davidson's packing. I got a whole list of people who are apparently...
I can't wait.
That's right, we're going there in a minute. So last hour in the Celebrity Trash, we heard Pete Davidson, if you don't watch Saturday Night Live, you have no idea who this person is. So he's one of the players on SNL. And he's just a kid, 24 years old. He's actually made the news a few times just sort of being really candid about some of his mental issues and drug dependency, the problems that he's had.
They sent him to rehab, right?
I'm not sure if they did or if it's possible. I mean...
They as an SNL?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was them specifically, but he... did go to rehab, but he's been like really open and really talked about it. And about a month ago, he started dating Ariana Grande, and then like a week later, he ordered a ring. And a week after that, he proposed to her, and then they moved in together into a $16 million New York City apartment, 4,000 square feet. It's an IMAX theater. Sounds pretty good. And then he was on Jimmy Fallon last night. Jimmy and Ariana are pretty good friends, or so it seems. She's always on the show, and they have a great rapport. And so when Pete Davidson went on the show, he was talking about how awesome it is. Like he won the lottery and he's dating Ariana Grande. I don't know where you saw this morning, Vinny, but he's on a list of guys with big ones.
It was tied to the story about him and her. So I just was reading all different stuff.
So you clicked the link and took
and
you
that
right,
popped
took
up
right
and I went,
this.
Ay, ay, ay.
So, it's got him from side to side.
Venus.
Yep. according to this, and I'm, you know, what is the source on this? I'm not seeing the...
I don't even know. I had Natalie print that out.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Penis Watch 2018, I guess. they are saying just shy of 10. And that he wears underwear that's one size too big to accommodate it. And someone who saw him changing called it the biggest one I've ever seen. We have no, I've never seen it. So we're going to take these people's words for it. But
now I'm going to look at him a little closer.
Differently.
Yeah.
She's a very tiny person, so it's going to ruin her. So then they have the rest of these... this list of people who apparently in Hollywood and beyond who are packing heat. David Beckham. I guess Posh Spice, who's his wife, Victoria Beckham, she had to come to his defense. Remember when he did the underwear ads and people were like, what the F is going on? Like, what did they shove down there to fill those panties out? And she was like, he does have a huge one. It's like a tractor exhaust pipe. Like, she had to come to his defense.
A tractor exhaust pipe. All right.
Which I assume is bigger than a car exhaust pipe.
Okay.
John Hamm. That's a long-time rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, there's a...
Here's Beckham's photo here.
Oh, let's have a look at this.
Oh, my God.
there's a ton of beef in there.
That is ridiculous. There's an entire meatloaf in there.
It doesn't look properly shaped. It looks
like it's being slung up and over.
Yeah.
It actually... looks like his butt might be on the front. Yeah. It's like a crackless front butt. Oh my God, that is so funny. Did they actually use, like, to me, that disqualifies you from being an underwear model. Like, we can't have pictures of you looking like this in our underwear.
You don't want
very
that?
Strange. Looking.
I don't think you do want that. It's really weird looking. It looks like he's like cradling a baby in there.
Yeah.
That's great. Happy Thursday, everyone. we're running down a list of celebrity men with the biggest ones. John Hamm, they say, from Mad Men, that they actually said that the people who did the costuming on Mad Men actually had to double up his underwear and try to
smooth it down,
right, and tuck it in a little.
Oh, I'm sure the smile on his face while they figured out how to hide his wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
So proud.
Yeah. What a struggle.
Yeah, poor me.
So big.
So big. Jay-Z apparently has a huge one.
Oh, really?
He has a past girlfriend. She Carmen Bryan is her name. She dated him. She had a baby with Nas, but she called it an elephant's trunk. Some anonymous woman who claimed to have slept with him posted on a groupie tales site, because there's groupie tales sites out there, that it was the size of a 20-ounce Pepsi bottle. And Beyonce actually sang about it on her song Ego. She said, it's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit, it's too much, it's too tough. He talked like this because he can back it up. Jared Leto. There's a porn star named Karina Taylor. She said after 3 years in the business, his was the biggest she'd ever seen.
Is that right?
And Alexis Arquette, Alexis died, right?
Right.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
Claimed it was like a Praetorian guard's helmet, like the kind Jedd Butler wore in 300. Isn't that a skinny spike?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't really think of what that looks like. Liam Neeson, apparently. Are you looking up the Praetorian helmet in 300?
Oh,
no. See what Jedd Butler's helmet looks
like. I'm looking up Corinna Taylor.
That's what I was looking up, too.
Oh, Jared Butler. Okay. I was looking up Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto, she compared it to Jedd Butler's helmet in 3000.
Well, Jared Leto has a performance, 300. A picture of him performing, and he grabs his
area. Boy.
Your screen just snapped.
I only got to see a little flash of that.
Ghetto.
Boy, oh boy. It does look like he's sneaking a giant bottle of water.
I don't know. That Praetorian helmet looks more like a big mushroom.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
So it's not attractive looking?
It's big and thick.
Then we're going to get to have a look at it.
Mushroom stop me.
Oh, that's the one that's up with Jay-Z?
No.
Mushroom stop me.
Oh, okay. She's cute.
Mushroom slap me. Mushroom slap me.
Oh, she's pretty. You know, for a porn star. Cutie. Liam Neeson, ex-girlfriend Angie Dickinson, said when she first saw it, she said he unzipped his pants and an Evian bottle fell out.
Oh, my God. I love him even more now.
The biggest one of any man alive. John Mayer.
Oh, yes. We've heard that before.
They're saying that he can do stuff to it.
What does that mean?
On his own, you mean?
Yep.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know if that means it's that
tall. Does that make you jealous, Vinny?
Well, I was able to do that in my youth. I haven't tried since, but
you should try again.
You should try. Let's see right now.
Well,
right now.
I no.
Oh,
this is a list of.
I can't do it. I couldn't have done that when I was normal. It needed to be.
Happy.
That's okay.
Because
what do you mean
happy?
That's okay?
We want to see that.
Brandon Routh. He was the guy who played Superman for like a minute.
Right.
And then got, he was on contract for the next movie, but then got replaced.
Yeah. They say that Warner Brothers actually had to do digital de-enhancement of it when he played Superman in the movie. That they thought it would actually frighten, like, what's going on in his pants in this Superman outfit.
So they had to clear it out of the
They had
shots.
To, right. They had to smallify it. And they're saying he did go on to play another superhero. Is that true?
He did, yeah. Remember Scott Pilgrim?
Oh, that counts?
I don't know. Doesn't it?
I don't know.
Anyway, he never played Superman again, but apparently he is one. Harry Styles from One Direction.
Uh-huh.
Ed Sheeran not only confirmed that he's packing, but he claimed that Harry leaked his own pick and then denied it was him just to get the news out there.
Brandon
is
also,
it wrong?
Kinda.
Brandon also played the Atom. In Legends of Tomorrow and some TV show called Arrow and The Flash.
Daniel Craig, apparently, James Bond, our current James Bond. His co-star, Dame Judi Dench, caught a glimpse of it through their trailer windows and is quoted as saying, "It's an absolute monster." Also, Letterman. David Letterman, they say 9 to 10.
Huh.
There's a website even dedicated to pictures of the bulge.
Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Huey Lewis.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
He's supposed to have a huge one. Frank Sinatra. Actually, I guess he has an ex-wife, Ava Gardner. That name sounds familiar. She's like an old-timey actress.
Uh-huh.
She said he weighs about 110 pounds, and 10 pounds of it is that. And supposedly even had his underwear custom made. And Steve McQueen. Mm. Isn't he the Magnificent Seven guy? Because they're making a Magnificent Nine joke here.
Bullet. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know him from Bullet. Yeah. But I really don't even know him from Bullet. I didn't watch those old movies.
Right. He's definitely an older timey actor.
Mm-hmm.
Some former lover says it was like two Coors beer cans welded together.
Ew.
There you go, everybody. What a fun conversation.
Wow.
Right, Hooman?
Mm. For who?
I liked it. I know it's wrong.
It's funny to listen to you, Zet, get all laughy and
what? Sass queen.
I like him more now.
Who do I like more now again?
John Hamm?
Pete Davidson is one of them.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Oh, Liam Neeson, yeah. I already love him.
Oh.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't,
I will mushroom slap you.
I will look for you. I will find you.
Mm. And I will kill you.
And I will kill you.
Oh, boy. Hooman must be in that movie theater. Eating his popcorn. So the World Cup is going on. Hooman, I'm so sorry. I don't want to give anything away because I know people tape these things. But you guys kind of screwed themselves over yesterday.
How'd we screw ourselves over?
Didn't you guys
had a terrible ref.
Oh, you guys got robbed?
Didn't you own goal it?
That was the first game.
The
guy went to clear it out and it bounced off the shin of the guy that. But the ref also took away two of our goals.
Oh, what?
What?
And he gave two of our players yellow cards and nothing. Those Spaniards, man, listen, I know the whole world hates Iran. I know it. We all know it. They put them in the toughest category, and then the whole game was
so they've
just
lost both their games.
No, they beat Morocco. Please don't.
Oh, sorry.
Don't do that.
I'm just wondering.
Don't be like that with
your
voice.
I'm trying to.
No, you're not.
Iran. Iran.
So you've lost both games.
So which one did you win?
Morocco.
The first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're happy.
I want Iran to win the whole thing.
Do you?
For you.
All right.
Le who? The who?
The U.S. isn't in it, so you got to pick some team, right?
Well, Iran it is.
Why don't we all pick Iran?
Let's do it.
All right.
Nah.
Okay!
Well, who are you going to vote for, then?
Is Mexico still in?
Yeah. They're good, though, too. They're really good.
Yeah,
Mexico!
I got Mexico myself.
Right. Yeah. I'll do Iran with you. What are you doing, Brittany?
I'll root for both those teams. Those are my two teams I'm going for.
You're being safe.
It's like you go for either the A's or the Giants. You know what I mean? If the Giants can't win it, then I'm going for the A's all the way. If the Niners can't get it, I guess I'll go with the Las Vegas Raiders.
No. So, of course, the social media is having a ball with the World Cup. There's a devoted girlfriend, and I guess she did this in the last World Cup as well. I guess on WhatsApp she can update in real time. Her boyfriend was unable to watch whatever match they were trying to watch. It looks like the England game, England-Tunisia.
Yeah.
So
England's good this year.
And he was just, so upset because he was, traveling, and he couldn't watch the game in real time. So he was like, can you please just, live WhatsApp me? Mm-hmm. So she did, and then she posted screenshots of what she'd written on Twitter, and then Twitter went bananas. So here's just a little sample of what she wrote. And a yellow card for the England player. The player with the yellow card looks sheepish. We're 34 minutes in, and everyone's hair is still holding up well. Mm-hmm. Tunisia score. Free kick for England. This time an Englishman received a light tap and fell down violently. There was a huge opportunity a huge missed opportunity for England. A Tunisian man is on the floor. Looks like he got hit in the hair. The referee is uninterested. The man with the injured hair is not pleased. And so everyone I've pages and pages and pages of people reacting, wishing that they could hit a button and get her commentary instead.
Oh, they like her.
Okay. She's so cheeky.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me people were outraged.
Oh, no. People loved it. They just thought, what a great girlfriend.
You're not taking this seriously enough.
Yes. It's a very serious thing. Burger King.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have Russian Burger Kings. And as you know, you can't read you don't even know what the Russian alphabet is. It's all these weird backwards letters and upside down things and weird squiggles. They put on Twitter, on Russian Twitter, I guess it's just Twitter, that if you got impregnated by a World Cup star, you'd win free Whoppers for life and $47,000. So it's a picture of a pregnant belly. And then the tweet, basically, it's all written in like numbers and weird letters. They announced, so this is on VK, which is the Russian equivalent of Facebook.
Oh.
They offered women 3 million Russian rubles, $47,000, and a lifetime supply of Whoppers if they get impregnated by any football player competing in the World Cup. What? Shortly after announcing this, they did pull it down over the backlash. They posted a statement apologizing and said that they'd removed all the materials, but in the end, people did get to see it.
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, I think so, too.
I think so. Look at the Russian writing. You can't even, like, pretend to pronounce it. Adorable. The Russians with their own alphabet.
That doesn't.
I think the first two words there are their equivalent of Burger King.
Oh.
You see that?
Well, it starts with a K, the second word.
Yeah.
That first word, so. That's not a B, but
no.
Okay.
Mm. It must mean meat of some kind. you are right in the middle of kid movie heaven.
There are some good ones. Mm.
And they, UpRocks did a list of the saddest, most tear-jerking songs in Disney's animated movies. And, no surprise, Married Life is what the name of that song is that they play in Up.
For Up.
Yeah. Are there even any lyrics in this, or is this just where meet as children? They're
no
doing...
No lyrics.
Right. And I think that they included this because... I don't know if it gets sadder as it goes on.
It does, yes.
But the story certainly gets sadder as it goes on.
You can hear the sad part.
It's in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and you are crying in the first 5 minutes of the movie, which I always think is, oh, this is a bad sign. I did not bring enough Kleenex with me for this movie. It's like Ghost. Man, I cried so hard in the first 5 minutes of that movie. I was like, this is just...
Ghost, yeah. You say?
I think... I might not have been married to... That might be the first movie we went to together as a couple. What year did that come out? Because he was like, you cried that whole movie. I'm like, I know. I'm sorry.
I feel it. The what? 1990.
Oh, yeah. That might have been one of the first movies we ever went to as a couple. That was 3 years before we were married.
You didn't even try to hold it back, huh?
I couldn't! Vinny, I'm very in touch with my emotions. They're right there, right under the surface.
Is that what you call
it? I'm like a raw nerve.
Okay.
So, they said, Ghost. Oh, he's sitting behind her and they're making they're spinning the gross, sloppy looking clay.
Right.
Back to the Disney thing. So they say, I will go sailing no more from Toy Story. I'm not sure if I'll remember where this is at. Some of these movies I haven't even seen. Yeah, let's hear the I will go sailing no more.
All right. Out among the stars I sail. Now I know exactly who I am and what I'm here for. You are a toy, you can't fly. And I we'll go sailing no more.
Aww. This one is, to me, this is the saddest one on the list. And it's not from Toy Story 2, because that is on the list. And that one is super sad. But have you ever seen Dumbo?
I have seen Dumbo, but not any time recently, so I wouldn't know.
Dumbo is one of my favorites. of all time. And at one point, towards the beginning of the film, the mom, the mother elephant, freaks out because they're, I think they're throwing stuff at little baby Dumbo to try to get him to flap his big old ear wings. Mm-hmm. And they put her, they lock her up in like a jail train car. And they're separated. And then his little mouse friend takes Dumbo to see his mom. And she reaches her trunk out and she cradles him in her trunk. And it's the only physical contact that they can have because she's in this jail. And here's the song. And I just bawl my eyes out every time. My kids would always be like, "Why are you crying, Mom?"
So you've watched it more recently than when you were a kid, okay?
Oh, yeah, when my kids were little. I've watched it 1,000 times with them. So good.
Rest your hand close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine.
Did you see Winnie the Pooh's Most Grand Adventure?
I've seen a lot of Winnie the Pooh, but I don't know which one you're talking about.
This is a newer one. Didn't they just have a Winnie the Pooh movie out recently? And this one's called Wherever You Are.
Here, I'll put a sad part for you.
I'm empty and I'm cold, and my heart's about to break. Come and find me. I need you to come here and find me. 'Cause without you, I'm totally lost.
Oh, he's just a little stuffed animal. Please come find me, Christopher Robin. I want to skip down to number 6 from Toy Story 2. This one, man, I've even started crying when I'm singing this song. It's When She Loved Me. It's a little Jessie the cowgirl.
Yeah.
Every hour we spend together lives within my heart. And when she was
so sad.
Oh, the sad part?
Yeah, okay, give it to me. It
so the years went by, I stayed the same. But she began to drift away. I was left alone.
Instead I waited for days. When she'd
say I will always.
Oh, so sad. I'm gonna cry right now.
So we started this break with Big D's and ended up in...
crying in Disney pictures.
All right.
And let's just do one more. Let's do Remember
Full
Me.
Full service radio
right
here.
That's right. We got it all for you. You want it? We got it. From Coco.
Remember me.
I love this.
Though I have to say goodbye, remember me. Don't let it make you cry.
Here's a good version.
Remember me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar.
The soundtrack has like 5 or 6 versions.
Oh, this is like the theme song.
There's one by Miguel, which is, I think, the... You know who Miguel is, the guy that kicked that lady in the head.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He was just trying to jump and her head got in the way.
But that's his version, I think, is a little more upbeat.
Remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including something new from Instagram and how long parents last into summer before they snap after the...
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. I broke my leg.
Ooh, my leg.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's... Thursday. We're all eagerly awaiting Johnny Mosley's arrival. He'll be here in about an hour. Yeah! This part of the show is brought to you by Accountemps. Johnny Mosley is stopping by to do the movie reviews. We'll be peeking for the week for sure at 9:15, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. But then he's also going to hang out on the news break because he's actually a Grand Marshal at the Sonoma County Raceway.
Well, he has had a lot of adventures. I imagine
he
will be the news break.
There's always plenty to talk to Johnny Mosley about.
Right.
Need additional staff to support your month-end projects? Accountemps has you covered. Accountemps provides highly skilled temporary professionals when you need them. Visit accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane Radio Show in the afternoon here on Alice. You're really...
Jane, you're playing a game called...
Like her a lot. She's excellent. Thanks.
Sure.
Just not today, Ben.
Come on, Jane.
Did you know that?
I did not know that, actually. I even said earlier that you could listen to her this afternoon at 4:05 for another chance.
She was out yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Oh.
Is she out with on business?
You know, I never ask.
Our boss, Michael Martin, has been making really cryptic posts right now.
Like what?
Like what?
Like, I'm in Miami and I'm up to something. And then another one was, you should go crazy today. I'm going to.
Oh.
And I was like, what is this guy doing?
Go crazy.
Some post about Sinatra. Uh-huh.
Did you see that one?
Uh-huh. Go crazy.
Oh,
what about
Sinatra?
Crazy.
I saw it.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
What did that one say?
It's like Sinatra. This is Sinatra late for a recording studio to do a song. He walks in late, takes off his trench coat and his hat, throws down the song in one take and says, if you don't like that, you don't like ice cream, and walks out. Like, just too cool guy for the room or something. So I'd never heard that Sinatra story.
So is he like Polina Sinatra?
I don't know. I don't know, but I imagine if Jane's not here, the two of them are up to something.
Oh. Wow.
I think. Some business thing. Anyway.
You know there's cameras.
Nope. Vaughn wouldn't do that to me.
You did it pretty fast.
I know. You didn't do it.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
I just made a little motion.
Oh. Well, I don't know what that means, so it doesn't matter.
Nobody knows.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does
meet
that mean?
Meet you outside.
Get you outside.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I'll tell you tomorrow after the show.
How about that?
Okay. Welcome to summer, everyone. Today is the first day of summer. It's official. And according to Sarah, it's going to be hotter than a huckabuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blame me.
Facebook's Instagram service is going to be unveiling new video service to challenge YouTube, and it starts today. And actually,
really?
If you open your Instagram, there's a thing running along the top now. Different little
video service
screen. Welcome to Instagram TV. Watch videos from the creators you already follow on Instagram, and find new videos and creators you'll love.
I guess I need to update my app.
Watch
mine
now.
Say that.
Oh yeah, mine doesn't say it either.
What?
Mine doesn't say it either.
Yeah, you guys gotta get the updates then.
Yeah, I need the update.
Sheesh, it's with you guys. Anyway, so that's happening, everyone. If you're a big fan of Instagram, and we all are, I think we all—that's the one we use most, right?
Hey, Instagram, while you're busy with your new video service, why don't you put things back the way they were? Where just the comments, the new comments, I can just put everything in chronological order. That'd be great. Thanks. So aggravating.
How's that gone for you so far?
Not that well.
Yeah, you've asked a lot of times.
Yeah. I'm not the only one bitching about it, Benny. I hear it everywhere I go.
People
are bitching about it.
The backyard.
I go to
the
places.
The tulips are bitching about Instagram,
I heard
are
it, I
they?
I met Michael Sourdough yesterday.
Oh, really?
Table next to me, bitching about it.
Oh, they were?
Mm-hmm.
How was it? Was it delicious?
Did you get
turkey and cheese?
And it's Wednesday, so they were doing bacon. They're on, and actually yesterday we went specifically because it was the last day that you could go before they go on like almost a month vacation. They always take off time around July 4th, but I guess she's going to go to Italy and the whole thing. Kill it.
Good for them.
I know.
Must be nice to close for a month.
Uh-huh.
According to a new study, the average parents last how many days into summer before they go nuts?
4.
This says 13.
Oh.
Under 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's hard for parents.
Why is it hard? You tell me, because what I have here in front of me is one of the things, if there's a list of things that are wrong with parenting today, I'd say this is one of them. Why is it hard?
Well, I think that it's because you're just constantly around your kids and there's no, you know, you are, it's like you're experiencing this right now. You are that kid's entertainment. And when you're a grown up, you have things that you need to do, and most parents work. And so you're constantly having to sort of balance the kid adult life that you're trying to have. And when they're in school, it's like a break.
Right.
You know, it's great.
The main reason parents go crazy 13 days into summer is because they feel a lot of pressure to keep those kids entertained.
Yeah. Go crazy. You are their entertainment.
Now, on one hand, I'd say, I guess it's good if parents are finding ways to keep the kids entertained, because when left to your own devices, you smoke cigarettes in bushes or, you know.
Well, you do.
You hey, Mr. Beer.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Right.
So there's
Devil
that.
Devil makes work for idle hands.
Right.
And kids get bored easy. So, they have camps and stuff now, but they're not cheap. And so if you can't afford to put your kid in camp and you got to try to, you know, you're taking them to the pool, you're taking them to the playground, you're just trying to fill their days. Let's go to the movies. Let's walk around the mall. I don't care anything.
Right. So that's the thing. In my mind, it's unfortunate that parents aren't able to say, go out and play.
Yeah.
Just get out and go play. I don't know why you're coming to me for stuff to do. I'm not.
Danger.
I bought you a skateboard. Go ride it.
Yeah. And then the next thing you know, they come back in and they're all covered in blood.
At least they weren't in your hair all day.
Well, dude, they were out there for 5 minutes.
You got to make a trip to the hospital now, though.
Oh, my whole day's ruined.
58% of parents feel like they have to figure out activities for the entire summer. And even more say they feel like they've let their kid down because they didn't come up with enough good stuff to do over their summer vacation. That just seems like too much. You know, if all parents would just say, go out and play with your friends, then there'd be a bunch of people outside playing together.
I just
wonder
if it's because kids are so, like, in there. Like, my kids will be, if I don't drag them out, like, we're going out today. We are doing it.
What are you doing?
We got to buy some clothes for vacation. They don't have any shorts, and they need new bathing suits, and, you know, we're going on vacation pretty soon. I think we might go try to see Incredibles 2.
So good.
I know.
You're going to love it.
I don't want to do it without John, though. He really wants to see it, too. So.
Well, why don't you bring him?
He's working today.
You mean in the yard?
Mm-hmm. They have some stuff to do.
Oh, boy.
I know. Last minute stuff. A lot of little things to get done, Vin. But they're happy to just stay in their room all day. And I think that as a parent, I feel massive guilt when I go and knock on my kid's door at 5 o'clock for dinner and realize, oh, this is the first time I've seen. I've heard you all day. I can hear you in there laughing and talking and making music or whatever the hell you're doing. But this is the first time I've seen you. How you doing? I just feel like, oh, God, I'm so sorry that I'm busy.
So you're saying he gets up, comes out, gets some food, goes back to the room, and starts his online life.
Sure.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right? He'll stay in his room. He's so happy in there.
Well, sure. There's, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah. Yesterday we went to Bananas. Ding, ding, shame.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the drum kit for our big, massive party jam.
Yeah.
What do you mean you got a drum kit?
We got a new electronic drum kit.
What happened to the old one?
It was humongous, and we sold it a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. We just went to, we got like a little acoustic kit, but if it's on, now that everything's going to be in the house, I want to go with the electric kit. And it's so funny because I think I spent 5 minutes explaining why I wanted an electric kit yesterday. So anyway, we got the thing. We got it home. We got it all set up. And then the kid actually came out of his room and goes, oh, did I hear you guys playing the drums? I'm like, yep, right in there. Put on the headphones. Sat there for like 2 hours playing drums.
2 hours?
I'm like, this is awesome.
Wow.
I know. So, you can play your own music through it. You play your music through it and then you play along with your favorite songs.
But the drum set's not in the naked gym.
No, it isn't.
All right.
No.
That's good to know.
It's not in the naked gym.
Top five things parents do to keep their kids occupied include amusement parks, movies, the zoo, bowling, and camping.
Yeah, there's all kinds of... They all take a lot of effort, and most of them take money.
And in the article, they do mention that screens are a big part of the problem, that you are trying to rip your kid from the screen.
Because they're perfectly happy on the screen, and you feel perfectly guilty about it.
A new survey asked people to name the top signs a relationship has lost its spark.
Oh.
And the top most common answers were, you never do it anymore.
Oh.
You don't cuddle. You rarely say, I love you.
Oh.
You don't do things together or go on dates.
Hmm.
And you've, quote, let yourself go.
You've lost that love and feeling. Mm-hmm. It's so sad when that happens.
Cheating, nitpicking, and sleeping in different rooms has also made the top 10 list of ways that your relationship has lost its spark.
Well, we sleep in different rooms sometimes. If we can.
You want to?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, when we're on vacation or something, if we can sleep in different rooms, it's great.
Well, why wouldn't you at home then?
Because we have a nice big bed at home and we have, what do you call it? Pilimanjaro?
Oh, yes.
Well,
that is freaking genius. I'm using that now at the house. We used to call it the wall. like from Game of Thrones, we build a wall of pillows. Because mm-hmm. he comes in much later and he opens up his iPad and it's bright, you know. So I need to be in my little, we have plenty of room in there. So we build a wall of pillows, but now Pillowmanjaro it is. That is good.
Well, we were able to get rid of that.
How does your girlfriend like the body pillow?
It changed the seven stacked pillow thing.
She'll
that
never
you're
get rid
referring
of it.
To. Yeah. It was.
You guys tore down Pillowmanjaro.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that was in my space. Like, by the time sure. she gets herself and her belly in there and gets on her side and all her pillows around her, I'm over in the corner going, this is so bogus.
God, I love that body pillow. She'll never get rid of it. You just got her the best gift she'll ever get.
Okay. Well,
you're a good man, Vinny.
All right, thanks. So here are some ways you can get the spark back. They say, try to listen to each other more. Say, I love you more often. Go away for the weekend. Aww. Kiss more often.
Oh. So they're saying you can fix this.
I think
you
can.
If you've just gotten used to each yeah. other, taking each other for granted, just make an effort. Let's get that love and feeling back.
Yeah, I think that you can.
Yeah.
You've never had a cold-ish phase in your relationship at all? Through the two kids and all the stuff you guys...
Not really. Like, we're good at communicating, and,
that's
you know, we have a lot. I mean, we laugh a lot. That's Johnny's, like, super funny, and we have, like, we always have, like, running jokes. And
well, I think that...
And I make a point when I go home, I immediately find him. We get a hug and a kiss, and,
see,
you
know. It's stuff like that. I think that plenty of people are funny with each other, but if you've lost the spark, you've mm-hmm. lost the desire to entertain. You're like, you.
Again.
You know.
We hardly ever cuddle anymore, though. Like, recently, he was sitting at one end of the couch, and I was at the other one. I was like, let's sit together. So we sat together. And then about 5 minutes later, I'm like, I'm kind of hot.
Let's, you were
that's
over
enough.
It.
Yeah, that was great, though.
Our text number is 800-400.
You should say the number.
Didn't I?
No. You said some of it.
I heard it loud and clear.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
All the numbers.
510 says, I was seeing this guy who told me he had a big one. And it hurt.
Oh.
I had to stop seeing him. I'm still disappointed. It's hard to find nice guys.
Yeah.
I always thought the point behind, finding a guy, a huge one, was that there was no possibility that it would, that you'd ever tire of that or be like.
No.
What do you mean?
There's possibility. It's really not what you want. Also, I'd be worried for the future.
What do you mean?
What?
Get a little loose?
Well, that you would only ever be satisfied by that after.
Well, that's what I mean.
That.
That's the point I'm making, is that size will never leave you...
It'll ruin you. What I'm saying is you'd get ruined down there, and then afterward, like, you wouldn't be satisfied and neither would anybody else. Down there.
Down there.
Lucky? Oh, because she got a guy with...
I don't know.
Is
you
it an Aria? No, I don't get it.
All right, fine.
What's
you
coming
can
up?
You explain it to me during the break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. I'll break it down.
What's right. coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with ABC's bringing back Lost in a weird way. I also have some kind of interesting, like, musician-style birthdays and more after
that. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.